Continuing our conversation about marijuana in Michigan, we've reviewed the movement in the state toward legalizing and getting the question before voters on the November 2016 ballot. We learned what the ups and downs have been in Colorado after voters said yes to recreational cannabis in 2012. We got the viewpoint of a medical marijuana caregiver from Ann Arbor, and today, the law enforcement perspective. Bob Stevenson is the former Livonia police chief, and now he's executive director of the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police. Thanks for being with us today on Stateside, Bob.
Thank you very much for inviting me onto the show.
Bob, you've got a pretty long list of concerns about recreational marijuana, but one of the biggest is people driving while they're high. Talk to us about that.
That is one of our major concerns and a problem that has been recognized around the states that have done the legalization of marijuana. One of the biggest problems with driving under the influence of marijuana is there's no set standard as to what is a safe amount of marijuana to have inside your system. As opposed to alcohol, where we have numbers and we can do tests, marijuana isn't like that. There is no roadside test for the officers to perform. Marijuana and blood tests in particular do not fall under Michigan's implied consent law. When you got your driver's license, you agreed that if the police stopped you and thought you were driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, you would take either a urine test or a breathalyzer test. And if you refused those tests, your license would automatically be suspended. But a blood test was not included in that. Testing for driving under the influence of marijuana or marijuana in your system, the only test there is a blood test, which means you can refuse to do that on the side of the road, and the only way the officers can get that test done, they've got to get a search warrant. It takes a lot of time to get that search warrant. It takes the officer off the road. So we don't have a good test for that. And then on top of that, once we do get the results back, there is nothing inside the current law that says no matter what that level is that's inside your system that you were driving under the influence. So we have to prove that elsewise. Now, the issue is in the state of Michigan, we only have 82 officers that have been certified as drug recognition experts that have received this training that they can do the various tests on you on the roadside to determine if you're driving under the influence of marijuana.
If indeed voters say yes to recreational marijuana, to legalizing it, it sounds like you're saying we need to include blood in implied consent.
We would need to include blood in implied consent. And the better policy would be what the National Office of Drug Control Policy through the White House is recommending, and that is zero tolerance.
Let me ask you, Bob, how is not having an efficient roadside test for marijuana different from not having one for something else legal but could cause impaired driving, for instance, Vicodin?
It's similar. It's the same situation, but here's the difference. We're not talking about legalizing Vicodin, and we're not talking about legalizing Oxycontin, where you can just walk to the store and get it, where you have so much more access to it. So our concern is we're talking about legalizing another drug that we don't have an accurate test to test for out there. And here's why, even if you're in favor of marijuana and the sale of marijuana and the use of marijuana, why you need to be concerned is you and your family drive on the roads. Those that are in favor and those that are against. And the experience has been in Washington, they just released a study out there that from years 2010 to 2013, they averaged anywhere from 32 to 38 deaths per year on the road directly attributable to driving under the influence of marijuana. Last year, after the legalization, it more than doubled. So we know that if we're going to make the marijuana more available to the general public, there is going to be a corresponding increase in crashes and fatalities that are on the roadway. And we're very concerned about that because we come from this issue from a public safety side. The dispensary people and some of the others, they have a secondary motive there, and it's money. Because there's huge dollars amount to be made by the dispensaries and the people in the sale of this drug.
And Bob, I'd like your thoughts on the potency of marijuana, because we're hearing that potency is increasing as sellers try to make their marijuana special to attract customers. Are you finding that to be the case in Michigan? What are police officers seeing?
Yep, the potency of the marijuana has definitely increased. 20 to 30 years ago, when I was going to high school, the typical THC content was about 4%. Now we're seeing THC contents that are 20 and 30%. And then, of course, the problem with that is when you get the higher potency, if you're a frequent user, it increases the likelihood of becoming addicted. It also increases the likelihood of there being some type of an adverse or unpredictable reaction when you use the drug. And then when you get those potencies into the medical marijuanas, now you're talking about situations where there have been deaths attributed to the ingestion. But it's a concern. Especially, you know, we were talking about marijuana originally as a medical issue. Mm-hmm. But we never really wanted to treat it as a drug, because you named to me one legitimate drug that you can buy it from virtually anywhere. You have no idea what the strength is or what the potency is. The dosage isn't dictated. You can use as much of it or as little of it as you want. And that doesn't fit most people's preconceived notion of what a drug is. Even baby aspirin has dosage recommendations.
The dispensary people will say that's why they want to have the law, in order to be able to have, you know, a high level of quality, and so that people will know what it is they're getting, as opposed to the wild, wild west.
Well, I would just say this, that the experience in other states where it's legalized is not that they have strict dosages and that it says on their labeling how much you're supposed to take. I'm not aware of any state or any dispensary that comes with any type of instructions with their marijuana. And I would challenge them to tell you what exactly is your recommended dosage.
Would you want to see Michigan's Medical Marijuana Act go away if you could, or would you just prefer to change it, and if so, how?
I think that when the medical marijuana was first proposed in Michigan, and I think this is what most people thought, there was a parade of people that were extremely sick. They were cancer patients. And I think everybody would agree with certain people, if this could help, they were all for it. In fact, what has come about because of the medical marijuana laws, we have now about 150,000 people with medical marijuana cards in the state of Michigan. The majority of them are young people. The system is fraught with fraud. You can basically get a medical marijuana card for any reason. So, yes, we have an issue with the Medical Marijuana Act as it was, because it was so vague that we have many more cardholders out there than we would, than would appear to be normal. If we are going to have a medical marijuana substance out there, we need to actually treat it like medicine, which means it needs to be highly controlled.
Bob, it does look as though there could be possibly two ballot proposals to legalize marijuana in November 2016. What is something that you want voters to think about, take into consideration before going into the voting booth at the end of next year?
We would ask the voters to carefully consider and look at all the issues that are around marijuana. The problems in the states that legalize them are well documented. They've not come up with solutions to the problems yet. So we would say, let's slow down. Don't vote for something that we know there's going to be problems with when we don't have solutions for. If you're in favor of marijuana for a medical reason, it's already out there. But as far as a straight legalization of it, there's too many problems and there's too many unknowns at this time. Let's slow down. Let's look around the country and see what the problems are and what the potential solutions are. And if they find solutions to these problems, that would be the time to consider it.
Bob Stevenson is the executive director of the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police. Bob, thank you for spending time with us today on Stateside.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you very much for having me on your program.